The biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Podcasting live from the highest rated podcast in the entire neighborhood. I am the Reverend Rory Dowd, and this is the worst little podcast in the world. I'm joined this week by the big Chewbacca holding it down in the corner. Dogwater Dick's in the back.
Hi-yo!
Nick's out sick again because, well, he's awesome like that. In studio, we have the beautiful Ashley Marie and LC3 of Dope Called Glory.
Podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Hi, everybody. Yeah. How are you?
Hello.
Hey, now.
What's up?
Hope you all had a good weekend. I sure as hell did between Mary Anarchy and my birthday. And despite the awful blizzard that kept everybody out on Saturday night, or in on Saturday night.
I went out.
I went out.
I went out.
I went out.
I would have gone out.
We were one of 100 people that went out.
Yeah. And we were all at places that only had like 5 people in them.
Yeah. Yeah. That's exactly
No, if you're shaking. What did you have? Ashley, what did you have going on?
It was my 31st birthday.
Ooh.
And it was a shebang a bang. Bang, so many hot guys with tight pants on.
Hell yeah.
Add a pepper.
That's very right. Cool. Well, happy birthday, darling.
Thank you. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you. I turned 40. Yeah. I am the Rory 4000 now. I am bigger, stronger, faster. Gonna tackle this next year in all of its 4D glory.
You still look 25. That's,
fuck yeah.
Yeah,
basically
you do.
It. Yeah.
I have the same mohawk I did at 25.
Is that why you did that?
Yeah. Well, I do it every 10 years, partially just because why not? And I still have all this hair, motherfuckers.
Go.
I'm flaunting it in the faces of my fellow 40-year-olds.
Yeah. Awesome. As you should. As you should.
Right. Most of whom have mohawks that stop at the crown.
Right, right.
Sort of like,
so it's just kind of that back mohawk,
yeah,
that would be a mullet if they... If,
it's like a thin... I'm
gonna if there was more of it, that would be the rat tail.
It's just beautiful.
I think
it's
I'm going to do a back mohawk.
A back, your back hair. A grizzly back
yeah,
mohawk.
That sounds pretty good.
We'll do some Liberty Spikes with that shit.
Nice.
Yeah, and hey, Rick, your birthday is coming up here. Remind me not to show up to your party.
Actually, it's unavoidable because on my
you
birthday.
You didn't show up to Mary Anarchy.
Right. And on my birthday, we'll be recording this fucking show.
Ooh.
So you will be at my party.
You asked to, though.
I'd like to say.
There's no reason
For the record, you asked to do that.
Yeah, no, you're right. And I, because I don't care. And,
well,
no,
and it's the Christmas episode with the youngest one.
Look, is this
Why
a domestic.
Find,
are we
wait.
Having a domestic dispute
yeah.
on
well,
this
no.
show right now?
It feels that way, doesn't it?
I just want to say...
Face!
When you get to be Rick's age, it doesn't really matter anymore.
Because you're going to be here. Yeah.
So, face!
But yeah, I didn't come... No,
that was
dude,
the wrong one entirely.
No, I want that too. And maybe a little bit of...
Yeah,
right?
You do.
Dude, so I only get to fucking see the boyfriend when he's available for me. And he was available the whole weekend. Which sucked, and
your
I can't take
best
him to Mary Anarchy.
Birthday? No, you can't take him. To
I can't take him to Mary Anarchy. He would have a terrible time.
Yeah,
it's not even about the he needs to stay sober and it's a bar. It's about the
just
he,
the crowd. It's
yeah,
not
he would
his
be
people's.
So bored.
Yeah.
He can barely. It would be. It would just suck.
Oh.
So I couldn't bring him.
He's not a live music
really,
kind of person,
and I hate it.
That's
I
never
love,
good.
Yeah, yeah, so,
yeah.
You know, we got it. Yeah, he's not. Doesn't give a shit about
so,
it.
So they
give
snuggled
take,
on the bearskin rug.
Right, right. We had great gay relations, and which means we watched old movies and cuddled. It was awesome.
Right.
So that's what I was doing. When,
oh, is arsenic and old lace on again?
Honey, Harvey's starting.
Make some tea.
That's exactly what it's like.
That sounds pretty gay.
That's what it's like the whole time I fucking lived here. Jesus.
Right, right.
Just
I like when guy roommates come together and like help each other out. I was just living with my friend Tommy for like 4 months, and he's a super like outback dude, and like doesn't do dishes, doesn't clean shit, and like he'd come home and I'd be like doing the dishes, and there'd be moments where I caught myself where I'm like, what the fuck? Yeah. All the dishes are done, Tommy. I'm gonna cook some dinner. And he's like, okay, cool.
I'm gonna get dusting done before you get back.
I know. I was like catching myself. I'm like, am I gay? I'm like, ah, I get, nah, I don't.
Even
think so.
I thought that was gay.
And just, but just so you know, the feminine one that cleans up all the time in the relationship is always the top.
There you go. So, I'll take that.
It's always the butch guy that's grabbing his ankles.
I consider myself a power bottom in that situation, but I'll take the top.
It's all state of mind, buddy.
And in my own fantasy, I want you to be the top, just so you know.
All right, cool. We'll handle that.
Right.
That's a different show.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Well,
it's actually the show.
So just rewind. Thanks to everybody who did come out to Merry Anarchy. It was a really great event. Nico's Greek Kitchen. We kept saying it wrong for a couple weeks. It's Nico's Greek Kitchen in the West Street Market. He was there. He showed up. He's really appreciative. He says thanks to all of you personally.
I was only there for 45 minutes, but it was awesome.
But thanks to you personally. You saw Riku.
I did. Riku kicked ass.
Lighter Thief played with Princess Bombs.
I saw Nick Ramirez and beautiful. I saw Lighter Thief.
How'd that go?
Featuring
Dude, it was an awful, adorable train wreck, and she was amazing.
It was cute as hell.
Her mom calls her on the phone a couple hours later and says, oh, honey, how was your show? Oh, mommy, it was fantastic. I did amazing. Everybody told me so.
Musically, you guys definitely got to work on the music a little bit, but the cuteness factor was probably any other band that played.
She gets distracted by Nick's dog and then forget where we were. Yeah, she was dog, so she just dance around for a while.
While the song's playing,
jump
she's
in for petting
the chorus.
The dog. It was performance art.
I lost a shoe.
Right, exactly.
It was cute as hell.
She's great. She is great.
That was great. It was a lot of fun. Riku got to play at her first Merry Anarchy and wants to play in May again. So I said, we have to practice a lot more.
Yeah.
No.
We tell Nick to leave his fucking dog at home next time. Just
dog's
kidding.
Perfect place for a rock
I love you,
baby.
Dog.
And I want to say, Larry, nice to have you back in the studio, my friend.
Thank you, bud.
By the time you hear this, Lawrence will no longer be in the Reno, Nevada area.
I will not.
He is leaving in just a few hours from this,
podcast. I'm getting on a plane tomorrow morning and going to go home to New York for a couple months to hang out with the family. It's been like over 3 years since I've seen them. So I'm pumped
very
to go
cool.
spend the holidays with them. And then, I leave for
That's
England.
That's very fun.
Should be a good time.
And introduce us to who you got in the studio with.
So,
who is Dope Called Glory?
So last time I came in here, I had met Marcelo at Guitar Center a couple hours earlier. And,
right.
So since then, me and Marcelo have played a few gigs.
Is that the beginning of a something?
That was the beginning of a something. We clicked right off the bat, and he's just such a great guy, and he doesn't shut up, and he's kind of like me. And it just really started working out, and... along the way, I met JC at an acoustic show that I was playing with somebody, and she just has a great voice, and I started teaching her how to play guitar, and we kind of just molded her into this, and it's like this is our first real performance outside of one other little like backyard party we did for JC's apartment complex, which was fun.
This is exclusive as hell, because not only is it the first time, it's kind of the last time, at least around here for a while.
This is it for a year, yeah. But I thought this would be the best way to go out, and they'll have something great to listen to and some laughs, along the way, and then I'll come back, and I definitely plan on finding them and keeping it going.
Awesome. Yeah. So you are coming back.
I will be back in a year. I'll be back in February 2015.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's good. Mm-hmm. Some people just LC3 say they leave LC3
World Tour,
back.
Yo. Starts
World Tour.
Now. Reno, Worst Little Podcast is your kickoff show.
That's it. Go big or go home. You know what I mean? So should be a good time.
And hi, Ashley. Ashley
hi.
Marie of Good Luck Macbeth.
Hello.
And other acting ventures around town, but currently mostly that, right?
For right now, yes. But later on in the season, I'll go back to Baruka. I jump back and forth between the two theaters right now.
And Ashley is the brains and brawn behind what I'm most excited about next season. We teased it a couple weeks ago, but Evil Dead the Musical.
Yeah.
This is your project, your baby. You get to direct it.
Yeah.
You get to tell me I don't get to be stage manager anymore.
God. That was the worst moment of my life. When I got that news, I was like, no.
I had been helping out promoting under the premise that I was going to get to be like really important backstage and shit. And now that I don't get to do anything, I'm just a rape tree. I'm just going to have to, I'm not going to do anything.
That's not a terrible thing to be, though.
No, it's not.
You know? Well, I mean, well, for the production,
it's
you
a
know.
Terrible thing to be, but not in, like, I'm like, you know, like if you came back as a rape tree, the incarnation, you know, that would denote that you didn't live a good life. Like, I don't want to be a rape
don't go
tree.
No here. Don't go near him. He's one of them rape trees.
The rape trees. Yeah.
None of the other ants like him.
It's like a forest where they got a sign in every yard. But, you know.
Join us. Join us.
Join us. We're fun.
No, thank you.
Well, it's good to have you here, Ashley.
Thank you, Rory. I'm so glad to be back, even though my voice is kind of gone. I'm sure you can hear it.
A rough weekend.
You
birthday
sound very
weekends
gentle.
Will do that.
Yeah. Like the queen herself.
I do feel a little daintier.
She is waving with one hand planted firmly on the other and twisting at the elbow.
Hello. I couldn't be happier to be here, Rory.
I suck your cock.
Elbow, wrist.
It's fun. I'm pumped that Ashley is on this because I've been friends with Ashley since I basically got here. So this worked out even
this
better.
This is a great get
excited,
the hell out of town party.
Yeah.
This is absolutely great, yeah.
Well, you guys are all set up. I think, do we want to hear a little music?
Sure.
Yeah.
Let's get the music started right now.
Let's do it.
Let's find out if you guys suck.
Let's find out.
Have you gotten better?
Well, have we? I know I'm not nearly as drunk. Because I was just drunk that last time. And then I remember calling you. I'm like, look, I was drunk. I'm like, I want a second
chance. Can we edit parts of that?
We just found this guy at Guitar Center to play drums, and I'm going to get trashed. Okay, hit record. Go.
I got wasted. I know.
Let's see what happens.
I remember listening back, and I literally only listened to that thing once. And then I was like,
That's more than me.
I hope that just disappears into cyberspace.
No, it'll live forever.
It'll live forever. So this first one, me and Marcella have been, the three of us, Dope Cold Glory. We've been working on a Michael Jackson cover. This is Billie Jean.
Oh, awesome.
One, two, three, four.
She was more like a beauty queen from a movie scene. I said, don't mind, but what do you mean? I am the one who will dance on the floor and around. She said, I am the one who will dance on the floor and around. Caused the scene. I am the one.
Awesome.
I will dance in the floor and around. And people always told me, be careful what you do. On her side, but who can stand when she's in demand? Her schemes and her plans are going dance on the floor and around. So take my strong advice, just remember to always. always think twice. Do think twice. So my baby, she danced till three, then she looked at me. She showed a photo, my baby cried. Her eyes looked like mine. I'm going down to on the floor. Happened too much soon. Then she showed me to her room there. Billie Jean is not my lover. She's just a girl who came. I am a woman. But the king is not my son.
Grazie.
All right.
Damn.
Nice job.
Nice.
I believe you.
Good job, guys.
That lion bitch.
I like goosebumps.
I got to be honest with you. That made me tingle in my jingle.
So when you got when you wrote that song, what were you thinking?
Dope Cold Glory dropping panties all over Reno, Nevada.
Hey,
yeah, we've been working on that. That's a fairly new one that we kind of threw together. And with the holidays and everything, it's been kind of hard to get full band rehearsals, but I was like,
sure.
I'm like, fuck it, go big,
that's
go
fun,
home, try what you want, you know, have fun.
That's pretty sexy.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank
you. Yeah.
JC's definitely added a lot to this whole thing. Having backup harmonies and someone to feed off it with, as well as Marcelo, just makes this whole thing so much better for me.
And you're a lot prettier.
Yeah. Good looking lady right there.
Right, put her right on the cover. There you go.
Sold. I'm like, them, you are not what you would call hard on the eye.
Right. Never played in a band with a female, so I was like, oh, we took
really?
A little band picture before the first
sexist.
Show. And I was like, yeah. Yeah, I know. Total sex. I'll blame it on the other guys. I was open to it.
I'll try anything once. Hey, baby. Oh, awesome, though. This is really the first time you guys are playing together, like, in a large format.
Yes,
yeah.
Absolutely.
That sucks, because you got a nice little thing going on there.
Thank you. Well, this is just the beginning, man.
I want to ask you, like, so what are your plans for the future, blah, 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 nothing.
Actually, he's already got a plan to be back in a year, so he's got... You know,
but
all right, like
but as
got
a year
so
to
how,
practice.
How long have you effectively been here? Is most of your last big
it's I think we're almost at 9 years now.
9 years.
Yeah, it's eight to 9 years, you know, from originally getting here with Grayscale.
Right.
And, yeah.
So what are you taking away from the Reno music scene? What do you think of the Reno music scene?
I think it's awesome. Like, I've met so many great artists, musicians, friends, people that just hang around it. It's definitely cool. I think it can get better, you know what I mean? Just
right,
more
right.
of a community-based kind of thing where everyone's working with each other. And, you know, that I've always been a huge advocate of everybody works together and it will make things a lot better, you know. And so I'm seeing that, and I've been dipping into different genres now rather than just being in the rock thing, you know, and the metal thing for a while. So hanging out with different bands like Sil Shoda and, you know, Lavish Green and all these really great people that, you know, it's always a good time and the music
right.
speaks for itself, you know, in the long run. So what I'm taking away from here is just I love it and I can't wait to come back and continue to be a part of it.
Good answer, sir. Well, but, that would be quote worthy.
That's
no,
great.
That's awesome, because yeah. you have been a big part of it, you know, either with solo acts or playing with bands or your own bands mm-hmm. for most of the time that I've been sober enough to pay attention.
Yeah, you've been there.
When I started interviewing you guys, that was when I got was getting more sober.
Right, right, right.
Which is kind of funny.
And you looked
if you know how much I drank then.
Yeah. He looked exactly the same. You looked exactly the same. I remember running into you in at Jub Jub's, you know, years later. And ran into you. I was just
right after I got back from Louisiana, probably.
Right, right.
Frozen in time.
What the fuck? He hasn't changed a bit. This is just.
You just got more tattoos.
That's it.
Maybe
that's
a little, like buffer.
I got a little stock here. But other than that, just tattoos and that. I think I'm trying to.
You were a bit of a scrawny little skate punk.
Yes,
for a minute.
I had the nickname Needles growing up.
Yeah.
My neighbor looked like, you look like five fucking needles running across the lawn.
That's what it was for.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
Ding, ding, ding.
I used to know a guy named Needles, and he got that for a whole different
purpose. Yeah, a whole different purpose.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've all done our therapy.
I'm gonna get poppies tattooed on my arm.
Poppies go here.
Awesome. I've completely lost track of what I wanted to say, so that reminds me. This uncomfortable silence is brought to you by Pinky Polansky. Don't forget to check the Pinky link. PinkyPolansky.com.
Yep.
Also, this next segment of our show is going to be brought to you by Reno Computer Fix, our fine sponsors down there on South Wells Avenue right next to Dandelion Deli, where you can get all of your computer needs taken care of. You know what I like about Reno Computer Fix, Chewy?
It's all
Coke!
Wells.
Max, shut up.
Just say
they fix computers cheap. They sell cheap refurbished computers that are awesomer than whatever you brought in.
And it is on Wells Avenue, which is a great place to spend money, and I recommend.
And they sell
doing
art
that
too.
As often as possible. Yes.
And they sell art.
Reno Computer Fix.
If you didn't want to, you never would have to leave Wells. They got everything you could possibly need on Wells Avenue. Yep.
Including hookers.
Hookers?
I've never seen
not
a hooker
actually,
on
not
Avenue.
So much, really.
No, there may be one
the
or two, but
they live
not,
around there.
They're more
hookers
in theory.
Yeah. They walk over the fourth.
Yeah, exactly.
They wouldn't say they were hookers, but they will have sex with you and take money from you.
That's a career right there.
You don't live too far from Wells with a woman, right?
No, but I wouldn't call her a prostitute, but she does cost a lot of money to maintain, yes.
You do have sex with her, and she does spend your money.
That's true. I never thought about it like that.
Close enough.
I'm the evil jerk. Hi. I'm 40. I get to be.
Right behind you. I'll be 40 very soon.
Well, yeah, you got a birthday coming up, huh?
Well, not until June, but 40 is the next one, yeah.
We're all ticking over here.
Yeah, I've got friends turning 40 right and left. It makes me sick.
All my friends are getting married and having kids. Like, I keep up with as many people from high school.
Oh, see,
as
all
I
my
can.
Friends are on their second divorce.
Yeah, I got a lot of divorce. I got friends.
Next step.
Divorced friends and kids going to college.
Yeah, I've just got my first divorce and my one kid, so I'm almost there.
You ready for your second? You're halfway there.
Right where 40 should be.
Nice curve, yeah. At 40, that's perfect.
Right. You gotta have. I guess everybody's gotta go.
Yeah, 40 is a good time to have a 2-year-old.
Once, whether it's a gnarly breakup or
fuck that.
But is 50 gonna be a good time to have a 12-year-old? We'll find out. I'll find out 10 years.
That's gonna suck.
If you can pull that off without blowing dust, I'm a happy man.
At
50,
I'm gonna have a 17-year-old.
She's gonna be the most.
My dad's
52,
and he has a 2-year-old. So,
oh,
wow.
Hey now.
Yeah.
Not cool. Shooting blanks.
He'll be 70 when he's going through graduation.
Yikes.
Hey now.
Not far behind him.
I will be finished paying off my student loans about the time my daughter theoretically would graduate from college. Just in time to start helping her pay hers off. Is that me? That was not me.
It's got to be you.
I didn't.
Whoa, shit.
You know what
oh, my God.
I didn't touch anything. It just started. Yeah, it's time to drink, ladies and gentlemen.
I quit.
Is that what it was?
Ghost said it's time to drink.
Did you set an alarm to go off at 8 o'clock today?
Not at all.
I know.
Just, wow, that was amazing.
Is that the hide the boner? Hide your boner alert.
Blew my mind.
Did you say hide your boner and learn?
Alert.
That's a fun game. You ever play that game, Hide Your Boner?
Hide Your Boner. In what? A watermelon.
Vagina.
A bread box.
Popcorn.
A microwave. Yeah, popcorn.
Cleverly carved pumpkin.
The buffet line.
A box.
And this is when my grandpa shuts off.
Hi,
Grampy.
Hi, Grandpa.
Hi, Grandpa.
Turn that down.
Hide your boner. You know he's popping Viagra's, enjoying himself. It's happening.
Would you bleep out the word vagina, please, for JC's grandpa?
Old people like sex just as much as we do.
So every time, you mean every time we hear the word vagina, you're going to hear a beep?
Yep.
So it'd be like, beep, vagina. Yeah.
But cunt is fine.
Oh, but cunt's fine.
Right. Fair game. Fair game on that.
Oh, boy.
You know what kind of pie I like, Rick? Do you have that queued up?
Hair pie.
What kind of pie you like? What am I?
Rory, everybody knows you hate pie.
Oh, it's the holiday season.
Jesus, right.
I have steered away from the holiday samples, dude.
Uh-oh.
So,
get on it,
Rory. Loser.
What are we going to do later, you guys?
Later we'll have some fucking pie.
I forgot. I have that hidden away because it doesn't, you know.
Yeah, it's the holiday season. Time to break that shit out.
So good.
Fuck.
What's my favorite kind of pie?
Yeah. After the show, we can hang out, you guys.
Later we'll have some fucking pie.
That's awesome. I want to hear that entire song.
Great. Well, speaking of songs, do we want to do another song right
sure.
now?
Sure. Yeah, why not?
You want to cram a little twofer
let's
in?
Get it. Yeah, let's get a twofer in. This is more focused with JC and myself and whatnot. We're going to get loose.
Whatnot.
And
cover.
Whatnot.
And
what?
Drink.
Oh,
yeah,
everybody drink.
Shit. Did I really say that?
Larry
Cheers.
Loses 2 points.
Whatnot is the simpleton's crutch.
Simpleton's crutch. Like it. Okay.
Okay.
We're going to do a two-for, so I'm going to take my makeshift capo off. I don't know if you saw this beauty right here.
That's sexy.
Isn't that nice?
Was that a croaky and a
that
ballpoint
is a
pen?
A lanyard and a ballpoint
a lanyard.
Pen
okay.
made by Bic. I don't Jesus. Think that's a sponsor.
It's actually my favorite pen in the world.
Is it?
Yeah.
They write really nice.
It works really well.
Right?
Yeah.
medium round sticks. Yeah.
Okay, we're going to do another cover.
Oh, I'm in love now. The pen, yeah.
This is Sweet Child of Mine by Guns N' Roses. Performed by Dope Cold Glory. 1, 2, 3, 4.
She's got a smile that it seems to me reminds me of childhood memories when everything was as fresh as the bright blue sky. Thunder and the rain to quietly pass.
go? Where do we go now? Where do we go?
Pepper.
Nice.
Sweet.
I just got to say, you put a little jingle in my dingle.
Yeah. I like it.
That song totally was totally disgusting.
It's not as cute.
No, not at all.
A for effort, though.
That it's song a different was kind Jay-Z's of visual. Idea.
It's all right. And a rough trick named Steve.
I have it to say, it's from my generation.
From my generation.
I'll take it.
Once again, Marcelo Nobrega on percussion.
Yeah.
All the way from Brazil.
So amazing.
Thanks. Nice to have you back on the show again, my friend.
What's up with all the fights at the soccer games over the weekend? I saw there's a lot of violence in the
people
stands.
Die in Brazil at soccer games.
People die for soccer.
Yes. Well, it is rather important.
It's a fever.
I hear you.
Yeah,
that'd be cool if people like died for the World Series.
It would be
right.
Marcelo, didn't like a referee get his head cut off at a game and they kicked it around like
what?
Less
I think
than
that was a Pantera concert.
I think you're right.
I don't know.
Like in the last year.
I really heard that on the news. Yeah.
Beheadings at soccer?
Wow. Yeah, you're like,
on crazy right wing Republican talk radio.
Oh,
maybe.
We think, and then no. And then we talk about how our country has never been more divided. Yeah, go to a Brazilian soccer match.
That's different.
Yeah. It's not that bad, really.
That's awesome. All right, Jace, you ready for the next one?
Do it again.
Here we go. This is another cover. This is Wonderwall by Oasis.
Ooh.
Performed by
Duke. This is my favorite.
Did you just squee, Rick?
I did. I love it.
I'm getting excited.
One, two, three.
Somehow realize what you gotta do. And I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. Backbeat, the word is on the street that the fire in your heart is out. And I'm sure you've heard it all before, but you never really had a doubt. There are many
I don't like that song, but I like that.
Thank you.
That one made me want to take a piss or whatever you guys said earlier.
I like what it's turned into. It's like a game of telephone.
Yeah. Right.
Right. By the time it gets to you,
Japanese whispers.
I'm going to pee on this guy's face out of my butt.
Rumors.
Which is actually completely raceless, and namaste.
Namaste?
Namaste.
Thank you, Mikey.
Namastizzle.
This next portion of this show would be brought to you by you if you're one of our fine sponsors. Get a hold of me if you're interested in getting a sponsorship spot on the worst little podcast in the world.
That's right.
Hey, hey, hey.
How do they get a hold of
me? Wasn't that enthusiastic of me?
We really, really want
you. Go ahead and
really
fucking get a hold of Rory if you guys want to fucking
really what
us
I want is a fucking intern, so really if you want some, like, yeah, me to be, treat you like a monkey boy, call me.
Please do.
So this is your first podcast as a 40-year-old man.
Oh, my God, yes.
It is.
Need
we need a moment.
Is that paid? Is that a paid job?
Time. I think it's
Is that paid?
No. It's like a prestige.
It is for the
internship.
The prestige and the adulation of
bragging
rights.
Yeah.
But you can learn
none of us
all
get
about.
Paid, none of us get paid at all, so the intern will be paid less.
Right. This actually, out of
they
everybody,
have to pay you.
Out of everybody, this is most expensive for Rick because he could be charging a band studio time for right now.
Yes.
Rick, I will pay you in hugs and handjobs.
Hey.
And gum.
Marcello just had a heart attack.
He didn't sign up for that.
So, Ashley, I wanted to take a second with you here.
Okay.
I know your throat's not feeling good and you can't talk too well and all that. But
I don't care. I'm going to push
right
through.
What's
Let's
going
do
on
it.
With you in theater in Reno here in the spring? What's happening?
Oh,
well,
man.
Spring, winter.
For me personally, like what projects am I taking?
What
on?
Do you got going on? What do you
well,
want to talk about?
Okay.
You're in here hanging out.
Yeah. I really
you're here.
Thanks for noticing.
Looking all good and shit.
Wearing a unicorn shirt.
Yeah.
You know? Like, catch me, bitches.
I am.
You know?
I'm a fucking
Was wearing
unicorn.
The actual unicorn horn necessary? No one could see us, but that's a beautiful unicorn horn.
You know, I had to bring out the longest,
the
fattest one because I knew it was going to be with you later.
Long and fat.
That's
yeah,
her clitoris.
Right. I only roll one way with unicorns.
And I'm really looking forward to it.
Magically delicious.
So what I'm looking forward to next April. It's Dangerous Liaisons.
Ooh.
The reason for this is that it's my first topless role on stage ever.
What's the date on
really?
That?
Yeah.
When?
And it's not something, of course, obviously I've never done it if it's my first time, but just being that vulnerable in front of lots of people every night is, actually kind of something I'm looking forward to, just to be vulnerable, but have a lot of power in being vulnerable, if that makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like taking that moment and...
That's good art, man. It takes risk, you know what I mean?
Totally. Yeah, you're right, that's that it. Risk. That's what that's all about.
Yeah. You can go to Wild Orchid and really get into your role.
And I'll just grow some Mike and Ike nipples.
Yeah, right?
And
I can
really
hang a hanger off this
yeah.
Use eyeliner to draw a scar on the underside.
Yeah, exactly.
So you blend in.
Yeah, exactly.
That reminds me of a...
Do like the movie Ted and make it be Garfield.
Huh?
Excellent.
Maybe not.
And then after that is five lesbians eating a quiche.
That sounds great, too.
Wow.
And I get to full-on make out with a beautiful girl who I've worked many times with. Her name's Sophie, beautiful, blonde, bombshell, and I'm just so excited because at least it's a hawker I get to make out with four nights a week, right?
Right.
That's four nights a week. That's totally disgusting. That's out
Chewy
of contract.
Like
I didn't actually say that.
Chewy's not into that kind of stuff.
Yeah. What was the days again? Just for our listeners.
good cover up.
Just for our listeners.
I'll be back to give you a personal invitation.
All right.
Don't worry.
Yeah.
It'll go down.
VIP treatment.
Ashley's going to be our official like theater liaison here in the coming year.
Yeah.
She is super talented.
Thanks, Larry.
There's a shit ton
so
of good theater going on in this city, too. We talk a lot about music, but there's a lot of theater.
Between
also.
Stage theater and film, there's a whole lot of stuff happening in Arena these days.
It's compared great. To I love just it so
just
much.
Just even 2-3 years ago, there was not this much happening here.
No, mm-hmm. it's so much fun. It's so inspiring to see how many talented people we have in this town that can just, it's just mind-blowing. I had no idea, really, until people just started to come out because the scene's getting so good and like the plays that people are putting on, the music that's coming out. It's like I just feel for me in the last 5 years, this town has just risen to the occasion of fucking awesome.
Yeah, there's no shortage.
And you like even besides like more established theaters like say your Good Luck or your Bruca, you've also got crazy Eric Shapiro and Pan Pandoja potentialist workshop and, Dada theater out of a box.
There's so many cool companies popping up. It's just it's so cool. I love it. And I think the more that we all embrace each other as artists, like Larry was saying, dude, the more happy we're all going to be because we can all learn something from each other. I mean, that's how I feel.
All the audiences will be bigger. The shows will be bigger because everyone's going to support everybody. Yeah. So it's like, I'll see you at the show or I'll see you at the performance. Mm-hmm. So it's, if that continues, you know, it'll just get bigger and bigger. Everyone will have more fun and it'll be just great.
It's going to be like a Coca-Cola commercial.
A Coca-Cola together. Everybody's jumping
up on the
freeze
hill.
Frame.
Right. Polar
we'll all
bears
meet up on
watching
the end
shooting stars.
With theater tickets
we're
in
all
our hand.
Holding hands and white shirts. On
you know what to do, Rick.
Big gay rainbow world. Coming.
Big
Knocks
gay
us
rainbow.
All over.
Yeah.
Jelly
yeah.
donut coming.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm the scene's fucking awesome, so it's just continue to make it that way. Well, small town Reno, let's make it big town music.
I hope rad. Like, I hope you're
big
impressed by the time you get back.
Hell
you're
yeah.
like, Reno's gotten even better.
Oh, yeah.
Reno's
be better.
Well, it's on the top 100 together.
Well, I'm going
to
be
My own experience, that's exactly what happened. I left from 08 to 2010, and I was better, and it was better.
Yeah, I felt the same way,
I was burned out. In 2008, I hated everything I did, and everybody in town, and the scene sucks, and fuck all you backstabbing sons of bitches.
Right.
And turns out
and
it was
then
you.
I was gone for like 6 months. I'm like, I miss being home.
Yeah, right.
And 2 years later, I was better and Reno was like way better.
The dirt's not always browner on the other side of the
thing. Yeah, that's exactly. True. And I'm going to be living in the country. I'm like, I'm about 2 hours south of London, so it's like, I'm like around horses and fucking woods and I'm kind of pumped for all that to be outside.
I could just see
that's
like taking a pig out to look for truffles with your guitar and writing songs
where it's
trail.
I wrote this for you, pig.
I'm gonna,
No, you're gonna be squatting in some shithole.
I will, and I'm gonna be thinking about you.
What a poor heroin.
Hard as a rick.
Is that a Spagnola in your pocket, or you just have?
Yeah.
Well, how about another song? Then we have a little quiz.
Yeah.
Oh, and to show solidarity with Ashley, why don't you do this one with your wang out?
Okay, what's happening?
Do it. Go. Go.
Break
go.
Out
go.
The
go.
Unicorn horn.
Go. 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 Go.
This next one is this next one's an original. This one's called "She Says." Enjoy. Dope Cold Glory. Hard as a rick. Anything else I need to say, buddy?
Hashtag.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Play it, shade, penetrate. These prison walls radicate and elevate a brand new soul. This one's too old. Can I see it now? A structure that I am foreign to, a way somehow to shine light inside. Why?
for. Irrigate and cultivate your new rapport, eradicate and elevate a brand new soul. This one's too old, and I see it now. The structure that I am foreign to, a way somehow to shine light inside a darkened room that I've consciously built myself.
Thank you,
man.
That's it.
You nail guy. Thank you,
thank you, Marcelo. You
nail. All right. Well, I'm saying you guys should probably all have a little drink here.
It's
and
time
Rick.
For a new
okay.
beer.
All right.
I have
new
another
beer.
One as well.
Yes,
you
hit
can.
The music.
Are we out in
hear
there?
Me.
Should I have?
We are out in there.
Should we have him grab
we
some more?
We need more beer.
Oh,
more beer. Intern.
Intern.
Is that Nathan?
He left.
Yeah. Nathan, I love you. I love
Nathan
you,
left.
He leapt.
Oh,
so that's
man.
Awesome.
Well, he's that's a left. Black mark against him.
But while he's doing that, should we begin?
Yes,
go right in. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time for the worst little quiz in the world, where I'm going to ask my guests a series of randomized embarrassing questions and judge them completely subjectively at my own whim. Are you ready to play, contestants?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Yeah, Larry and Marcella, you guys are already starting at a deficit since you have played this game
okay.
before.
Yes, we have.
Actually, while you've been a guest of this show nigh 1 year ago, you were on the Christmas special and didn't get any of the good questions.
This is true. I didn't even get to curse last time I
right.
was
wow.
on.
Wow. Yeah. Well, fucking A.
Fuck me.
Curse it up. Get all of them out now.
Fucking ship his cunt
B.
hole.
Yeah.
Booger fuck ass.
There you go.
Double it awesome.
I'm ready.
Yay!
Yay!
Thank
here
you,
are beers.
Right on time. Thank
beer
you.
Beer and photography.
Beer and photography. That's what we good. Always like. The lovely,
I'll have an extra, I guess.
Lovely Ashley Marie.
The lovely Ashley Marie.
Rare.
Rare.
We're all opening beers and making strange faces at each other while Rick gets in the way with the camera.
I kind of like it.
No, thank you. I don't drink beer.
It's the holidays. Come on, Rory.
I had a beer the other day, actually. Went out and got some Mexican food for breakfast okay. in Los Gallos.
Oh, yeah.
Damn fine restaurant down there on Virginia Street.
Ooh.
Right at Virginia and 5th. And had a nice frosty beer with my lengua burrito.
Mm. Lengua and beer are
okay.
great together.
Okay, the first and only
it
time
it tastes
I...
you back.
No. I got the worst food poisoning off of that stuff. I refuse to eat it ever again.
So
you
good.
Say that stuff to me, I will instantly pee out my butt and throw up at the same time. Never, ever, ever eat that shit.
Actually, so good.
I think it's I saw so Nick good. Eating some Langway yesterday.
Add a pepper, Marcella. Marcella's getting creative with his drumsticks over
and
there.
The pictures.
I stick my thumbstick in my nose.
And they are totally safe for work, I promise.
Yeah.
All right, Lars, I'm going to start with you.
Okay. What do you got for me? What's hot? What's hot?
What's
here?
The first album you ever bought?
First album I physically ever bought was Pearl Jam 10.
Ooh, I like that choice.
My mom drove me to Sam Goody at the Smith Haven Mall on Long Island, New York. And we listened to it for days and days and days.
As long as you were alive.
I just played track one all the way through, never stopped. It was fucking awesome.
Cassette album or CD?
That was a CD.
You're okay. Yeah. CD, all right. Ashley. Yeah. Ashley. Yeah. Same question to you.
Same question to me would be JJ Fad. Yeah. Supersonic.
Wow. Yeah.
That's a good ass song.
Give it up. JC, what about yourself?
Yourself? The first I had was a little tiny album, and it was Huey Lewis in the News, yeah. Doing It All for My Baby.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
That's a nice one. I like that
I think
one.
I was 6 years old. It was a random album I pulled out, and I absolutely loved it.
Strong
like
answers here. Strong answers this week. Yeah.
Hard to beat
Marcello.
Huey Lewis.
Queen, The At The Races.
Ooh.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, 1977.
Bring it in with the old school there.
Yeah.
That's gay, but in a good way.
I thought you were going to say JJ Fad also, but.
Let's see. Larry, what's your favorite drunk food?
My favorite drunk food?
When you're
greasy.
Loaded,
I like
what do you
greasy
want?
Shit. Like big old burgers. Great guy that I know used to make cook gut bombs. Huge, like just ground beef. It's like apparently I have a ground beef. I love greasy meat with cheese. That's it.
Awesome.
That's it. As unhealthy as it gets.
See me after the show.
Take care of you there.
Serving greasy meat next door.
Same question.
Yeah, same question.
I'm going on kind of the same thing, but not exactly. Chicken and waffles.
Oh yeah.
Oh my god. Bia, the best.
This is an African American food. If I ever saw one. That's black food.
Sprite. No. You know what? That's Southern.
That's
just Southern food.
Okay. Well, we know there's no black people in the South.
There's no waffles in Africa either. So.
There's no waffles in Africa. The Dutch colonized Africa a long time ago. Didn't they make waffles?
Yeah. There's no waffles in Africa.
I saw a video and those people weren't eating.
My mom says there's no waffles in
Africa. Namaste.
They're eating bugs and grass.
We totally need that.
Namaste.
Thank you.
JC.
Probably pizza.
Pizza?
Yeah.
Cold or warm?
Ooh.
With pizza, that's it. And the drunk, that's
it. Yeah. I mean, if I'm at home and that's the only thing in my fridge, I'm not going to take the time to heat it up.
Gotcha. All right, then.
I'm drunk. I'm hungry.
There it is.
Just get me food.
Put it in my mouth.
Marcello.
I would. I don't have too much junk food, but I would say Taco Bell.
Add a pepper.
Yeah. Any crap that Taco Bell would put together.
It is its own special flavor of crap.
Exactly.
Okay, Larry, we're going to ratchet up these questions a little bit. How often do you masturbate?
I masturbate quite often. I do it at least once a day. And then if I get super nervous or stressed about a situation, I might snap one or two off.
Okay.
But that's about it. And I hold off on the weekends.
Why? Like a batter before a boxing before a big fight?
Yeah, there just becomes a point where it just doesn't feel like a victory.
It needs
anymore.
A break, yeah.
It needs a break. So, and I call it more shamesterbate, you know what I mean, rather than master.
Yeah. Ashley, same question to you, darling.
Are we talking about...
Currently, what's your current regularity? Your current...
I don't often? Have to right now.
Yeah.
Everybody has to.
No,
are
no,
you either.
No, I'm having a really nice wet spell right now where I don't need to take the time to put batteries in my thing and find the right movie on...
Wow, you are way more elaborate than I am. I just find a laundromat.
Well, females are, I mean, we think pretty elaborate.
Yeah. Big production.
Right? Like, we make like a big visual, deal. Yeah. Yeah, we make a big deal out of
right.
it.
You guys need a lot
it's
of
It's a
shit.
Moment. And it's like right a good now, 5 to 15 minute moment.
When it rains, it pours.
And apparently it's pouring.
It's fucking pouring.
All right, all right. Okay. Had a girl.
Thank you.
JC, yourself?
I will say nightly. It definitely helps you. Right before bed. It's better right. than melatonin.
Nightly.
Melatonin and masturbation together work wonderfully. Yeah.
I call that the off switch.
It's all natural. I've heard that. Anyways, I read that on the internet.
Marcella?
Oh, the show.
Your wife said she wasn't going to listen.
First of all, my wife,
I will give
my wife
a
is
score
in
of your points.
My wife is in the next room.
So
there.
She'll tell the
yeah,
answer.
Yeah, she listened too. Well... Honestly, I don't need it because I have a beloved wife.
That is the biggest line of bullshit I've ever heard in my life.
Yes, I don't need it.
Yeah. 7 points. let's see, what's my next question? All right, when searching for inspiration on said interwebs, what are your favorite keywords when you search to jerk?
When I search to jerk? I don't know. I think I go with the most generic, like tiny blonde tiny blonde. Every once in a while, I like to see a nice throbbing cock, so I'll go
porn.
Like big cocks, you know. And
big cock, tiny blonde.
Yeah.
Rick?
Spice
it's
up.
Huge.
It's huge.
Like the last guy I was with said, it's this big and as fat as a tree stump.
So. Tiny cock, big blonde, that one doesn't work that good.
Yeah. That never works out.
Hotdogandhallway.com.
Yeah.
Ashley, what are your favorite keywords?
On Pornhub.
I'm taking notes here.
No specific order. Threesome, brunette, lesbian, and nerd.
Cool.
Nerd
porn is so good.
Yeah. Take off all your clothes
you're gonna
and
break
put on
that
some
button.
Buddy Holly glasses.
Exactly.
I'm assuming she got a 20 on that one.
I'm not sure we're going to be able to finish the quiz.
Right.
I need the notebook to sit right here. JC?
I'm going to go with unicorn.
Unicorn.
That's my girl.
Marcella, what's your favorite keywords? Again, you don't need to look for porn on the internet.
When you're
he just looks at his beautiful wife.
Keywords for masturbation. Look at that.
Yeah.
Give me two right now.
Keywords for masturbation. Keywords
okay.
for masturbation.
Oh, you're so hot. Oh,
this
oh
is what
God.
Marcella says while he's masturbating. Obviously in front of a mirror.
That's a good word.
Amazing.
Oh, you're so hot. Yeah, because Lawrence says, oh, get me.
Oh, I love you, buddy.
What'd you want your last meal to be, Larry?
What my last meal would be?
Last meal.
Oh, man. Sour straws.
Sour straws? Like the candy?
Like the candy. Like just sour straws.
Gorge out.
Yeah, I'd
candy.
Sit there for fucking 3 hours, watch Nicolas Cage movies, and eat sour straws until I pass the fuck out, and then that's it.
I like your boldness, sir.
Yeah, I could go into this whole elaborate thing like prime rib with asparagus and that, but no, fuck it. Sour straws, man. A fat bowl and sour straws. That's
get
it.
Naked and eat some Cheetos.
Why is my dick orange?
What? I eat the spicy ones.
Ashley, your last meal.
I think I would gorge out on like mussels and steak and lobster.
There you go.
And just get just get disgusting. Like, I may even roll around
get
in
mercury
it.
Mercury poisoning.
Yeah, why not?
So, yes.
A steamy cock sandwich.
By Larry.
JC.
If this is totally guilt-free, then cookie dough. Can't stay away from
chocolate
cookie dough.
Chip cookie dough.
Cookie dough and crab legs.
Just bury
those go together. Yeah.
They will though.
I don't even make it to the cookies. It's always just cookie dough. All right.
New keyword for internet search.
Cookie dough and unicorn.
Cookie dough unicorn.
Cookie dough unicorn crab legger.
Marcello.
Oh, every Italian plate you can imagine, and every single Brazilian dessert you can imagine, just place in front
the
of me, and now you get everything. My last meal.
Was his last meal cock? I'm sorry, I was texting.
You seem to think about this subject a lot, Larry. Is there some... The closet's out. Come out. It's over there. Come on out, buddy.
You're not the only one to tell me that. They're like, dude, every time we're like in some conversation, every rebuttal you had goes to cock.
Hi, have you met me?
I know. So you understand it. It's not that I'm gay. I guess I'm just very in touch with mine.
Well, are you
all the time?
Are you into fruit?
As much as
like physically all the time.
As much as a black stereotype, yes. Larry. As much as a black stereotype from the 80s, I'm totally in touch with my cock.
I like it. That's what I'm saying.
I figured Larry'd for a fruit.
What the fuck are you guys talking about?
I do. I've had my moments, but you know.
All right. Couple of last questions here, Larry. Where and when did you lose your virginity?
Where and when? I lost my virginity when I was 17 years old, and I lost it in my ex-girlfriend's bedroom, and it was nice. I lasted about a second and a half.
A Hallmark moment.
Oh, God.
And when we say moment, we mean moment.
Moment. Right.
Ashley.
Very, very unromantic. 15, my mom's house, in my bed. It was terrible. I hated every moment of it. Yeah, but it happened.
It sounds romantic.
It sucked so bad. Like, I wish I could take that moment back.
Right. Next time you should come up with a lie.
I wish
lie
I could get that 20 seconds back.
I can't. Like, because as soon as you said it, my heart dropped and I was like, oh, God, I can't even think of anything funny. This was just terrible.
Was he terrible? Or?
He was, you know what? He was terrible and I don't want to bring everybody.
How old was he?
Same age.
Was it also his first time?
Of course.
No,
he was
a total slut.
He was like 50 years old, Rory.
What 15-year-old male is good at sex? Like, I don't see it.
Thank you. I've never thought about it that way, but I will from
I was 15 years
Gary
old.
Gary Coleman.
I had no idea. Yeah, I didn't know how to use the goddamn thing. Even when I went and lost my virginity that moment, I was like, what the fuck
and
am
so,
I doing?
And after it was over, I watched The Crow for the very first time. And I cried the entire time.
That sounds awful.
Brandon Lee, why?
Come avenge me. How dare he be killed?
Oh, no.
I want to hear
Jason. See,
Jay-Z.
That got you extra points. Yeah,
we got Jason.
Bring us back. The crow and crying, that got you extra points. Jay-Z.
Wow, yeah, definitely family not listening to this one. I was 15 and in a truck. It wasn't terrible, actually.
In a truck?
Yeah, it was...
Like a U-Haul truck, a milk truck?
No,
what kind of
like
truck?
An F-150.
Yeah!
All right. Awesome.
Start in the front, and then as I was
were
getting the back...
Were either of you wearing cowboy boots?
I was in Fallon, so there's...
Yeah!
That's amazing!
Oh, my God.
That sounds
Alabama.
Awesome.
But as I moved to the back seat, I accidentally was, like, honking the horn, and I had no idea, and so I'm looking all around, like, who's there? Oh, my God! And I looked out, I was like, oh, that's totally me. Sorry.
Her hymen is being broken, and she's worried about somebody beeping behind them.
Beep, 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 beep.
That's pretty sweet, actually. That's a nice romantic
awesome
story.
That's Nevada romance.
Yeah, in a truck and Fallon, a beautiful thing.
That's a tough
Marcello.
Bitch.
Now, back when you lost your virginity, did they understand how it worked, or did they still think it was like flies and dead meat?
Oh my God. Holy fuck.
I don't know what to say.
Holy shit.
I just called you old, that's all.
Yeah, I know. I got it. Well, I think I lost my virginity. But first of all, I think my first time, because men does not lose virginity. I think it's just woman. But anyway.
Yeah, that's right. That's a very good point.
That was amazing. The look on your face when you said that was so good.
Yeah.
He's hard as a rock right now.
But my first time, I think, was in a very hot summer in Brazil at the beach. My first girlfriend was beautiful.
Sweet.
And this is very usual in Brazil. If you look after 11 o'clock, 10 o'clock, you see lots of couples there on the sand. It's crazy. But that's
minding
the
their own business.
This is the lie that you should have said, Ashley.
Right. This sounds more like an erotic dream.
As soon as he started talking, I was like, I feel that tingle.
It's she asked me hot on the beach in Brazil. People. We were all sexy and sweaty.
No, people.
Tanning oil.
No, people. Well, okay. Here go.
Not the back of a cab on the way to fast food. Nothing like that.
Hey. Okay. Nothing wrong with back of a car.
Right.
Okay, here goes a tip for you that I know you write poetry.
Yes,
okay?
Yes, sir.
There are beautiful books. Okay, from Brazilian literature.
Mm-hmm.
From an author called Jorge Amado. He's very famous. He did Gabriela and all those things. And if you read those books, okay, they have editions in English. You're going to figure out that sex on the beach, it's really such a common thing in Brazil.
Not talking about a drink, he's talking about.
It's very beautiful, romantic, because it's hot most of the time. It's 100 degrees on the summer. In the rest of the year, it's kind of 75, 80. And it's very nice. I mean, my first time, I have to say, was like that.
You know what?
Marcelo.
That whole thing was gloating.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Gloating at all of us North Americans.
Here's the thing, though. A good friend of mine said, when I had mentioned to her about having sex on a beach or a lake that we were hanging out at, I go, maybe we should fuck on this beach. It'd be really good. And she goes, Larry, nobody likes a gritty kitty.
No, it's the worst. Speaking from personal experience, having sex on the beach is the worst idea as a female you can ever.
As long as you stay on top. It's not.
Oh my God.
There's no way you can keep sand on that.
Oh my God.
No way.
It's like a wet feels sand terrible. Magnet.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. Let me correct you here. When I say sex on the beach, it was not inside the sea. It was on the sand.
Yeah, with turtles floating by and fucking seahorses.
I think you guys are taking a lot of assumption here.
No, we're talking about on the sand, tagging it out. But
on the sand.
You're going to kick a knee or something's going to happen. You're going to get foreign objects in there, man. And it's going to feel like...
Dude.
And it's like sandpaper.
Dude.
Yeah, it's like 40 grit.
Dude.
It's like 1040 grit.
Sandpaper that swells up to the size of...
You kids, okay, let me tell you. You kids are a bunch of amateurs.
Oh, we're amateurs.
Amateurs.
Apparently Marcelo has sand avoidance down.
Okay,
it's a special skill you get living in Brazil.
Yeah. When you're born in Brazil, you learn not to fuck without sand in the pussy.
That's been part of the culture.
We learn that before we drink wine.
Right.
Don't be...
And we're talking about Brazil, so that means all of the objects are foreign.
You
even the dick.
You guys are a bunch of buffoons.
Yes, sir.
Knucklehead.
Yes, sir, we are.
Do you think you really are going to have a sex on the beach?
No.
You always go prepared, you bunch of buffoons.
Oh, that's true.
I
did not prepare, so I will
get her an air mattress.
It was an impromptu sex on the beach. I will give him that. I did not prepare. There was no blanket.
Exactly.
So, know what?
You start with a picnic.
We have to rip over through here to the rapid fire question.
Rapid fire.
Go.
How are we on time, Rick?
Oh, we're late. What do we got? The show is so far is 70 minutes.
Oh, okay, so. Well, we'll wrap this up here with some rapid-fire questions. We'll have another song and sign out.
Let's do it.
All right, we'll start up with Elvis or the Beatles. Larry.
Beatles.
Elvis.
Elvis.
Beatles.
Good girls. Led Zeppelin or The Who?
Led Zeppelin.
The Who.
The Who.
Deep Purple. Oh, sorry.
That's acceptable.
Acceptable.
Led Zeppelin. Led Zeppelin.
Acceptable answer. The Clash or the Sex Pistols?
Clash.
The Clash.
The Clash.
No, that's a no opinion answer.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to go with the majority on that one.
She doesn't know the medical.
Okay.
Not my style.
Complicated question.
No,
you?
No, just one word.
Oh, Sex Pistols.
All right, good boy, good boy. Puke or shit?
Puke.
Shit. Shit. I hate puking.
Puke.
I hate throwing up. I would think the worst
of shitting is actually quite
beat
plentiful.
Beat up or arrested?
Beat up.
Beat up.
By who?
Would you rather be beat up or would you rather be arrested?
Beat up. In bed.
Beat up.
Is that
beat
in
up.
Bed there?
Good for you, girl. I like you.
Sexual.
In bed.
I like you.
Yeah. Extra point. By the stiffy. Marcello, beat up or arrested?
Beat up, I guess. By a woman.
Purple stuff. Purple stuff or Sunny D?
Sunny D.
Purple stuff.
Purple stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Purple Drake.
Yeah, purple. Purple
stuff. Star Wars or Star Trek?
Star Wars.
Star Wars.
Star Trek.
Star Wars.
Okay. Let's see. Orange or green?
Green.
Yeah, green.
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 Coldplay or herpes?
What?
Coldplay or herpes?
Oh, God. What is that?
Herpes.
Duh.
Yeah, herpes.
Coldplay. I love them.
Fucking neither, but herpes.
Indiana Jones or Han Solo?
Indiana Jones.
Han Solo.
Indiana Jones.
Han Solo.
All right. Let's see. Yeah, we'll just go.
Gay or ginger?
Thank you.
What?
Would you rather
gay
be gay
or, ginger?
Or have red hair?
Gay or ginger?
Yes, gay or ginger.
Gay. Hey.
Red.
You've already lost your soul on that question.
Ginger. Ginger.
Thank
ginger.
You.
All right. Blind or deaf?
You would make a terrible ginger, by the way.
Blind or deaf?
Yeah.
Blind.
Yeah, blind.
Blind.
Oh, God, blind.
Blind all around. Okay, and finally, living in a world where you had to pick one or the other, Beatles or Star Wars?
Star Wars.
Elvis or Star Wars?
Oh, Elvis.
Elvis or Star Wars?
Star Trek.
Or Star Trek, yeah.
Star Trek.
And Beatles or Star Wars?
Beatles. Right. That was music.
That was anticlimactic.
Pepper.
But I'm going to say
great
with the final scores of Larry at negative 75, Marcello at 15 points, Ashley with 126, and JC with 3,000 points. You are the clear winner this evening.
Yeah, girl.
Yeah, we saw that happen in 15 minutes ago.
It's that big round stick pen thing.
It was. It's got you happen. I was like,
We might as well not even do the quiz now that the pen thing happened.
Yeah. All right. Let's awkwardly segue out of that into a song.
All right. Before this song, I'm going to do a Grayscale song for you, Rory.
This is the last song Larry's going to play in Reno.
This is it. And I just want to say thank you to everybody here for being this. JC, Marcello, for being part of the acoustic project. Ashley. Being here with me. All of my friends, everybody, Nightmare Studios, all those guys, everybody that helped me out in the past 8 years, this has been the best fucking time I've had in, you know, my entire life, and I love this place, and I can't wait to come back, and just thank you for everybody just being behind me. So we're going to do this song. This is Trip Suit by Grayscale. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4. Thank you.
She slips me her shoulder with such little shame. Was it subconscious or some little game? People are dancing all around the room, with us in the center, the bride and the groom. Is this just my trip suit? Just the clothes I chose? My eyes have lost all color, and I just want to get back home. Excuse me, I know you, was that just a glance? Reaching inside me and let's just dance. Rather keep moving than take the chance. Reaching inside me and let's just dance. She gives me the slip and leaves in dismay. Was there a problem or just too much haste? My vision is blurring, I'm going askew. My heart is the center, I know what to do. Is this just my trip to? Just the clothes I chose? My eyes have lost all color, and I just want to get back home. Excuse me, I know you, was that just a glance? Reaching inside me and let's just dance. Rather keep moving than take the chance. Reaching inside me and let's just dance. Shut the fuck up and... So I need a friend. Ecstasy needs duality, so come and come again. This consciousness needs an antichrist, so let's not pretend. My chaos breeds a loneliness, my mind come again. She slips me a shoulder with such little shame. Excuse me, I know you, was that just a glance? Reaching inside me and let's just dance. Rather keep moving. Reaching inside me and let's just end. Shut the fuck up and...
Thank you.
Woo, nice. Yeah, very nice.
Fuck yeah, for you, buddy, for you. Came in with grayscale,
totally.
Leaving with grayscale.
Very cool.
All day long.
We'll see you again in a year.
Absolutely, man. Thank you for
having
us.
We'll have to have you back on.
Yeah, I'll definitely. Yeah, the minute I get back. And maybe I'll have a break. I can't do it yet.
By then, you won't be able to. You'll be
my one buddy was like, if you come back with a British accent, I'll never talk to you again.
You'll probably be able to fake one by the time you're back.
I pretty much acclimate to my surroundings.
As soon as you get there, you're going to start talking just like him.
Just like him.
Yeah, the longer you've been in here, the more gay you've become.
I know. I can't wait to grab a big, juicy cock and stick it in my mouth.
Rip. Dang it.
I like that you were looking at my breast the entire
the
time.
The whole time.
Thanks, Larry.
He wasn't like fully
straight,
committed.
You're straight.
Grandma black socks. Grandma black socks.
Oh, man. Thanks for having us on here, Rory. Really
definitely.
Yeah, thank you
Hello,
so much.
Very nice to meet you. Nice to see you again, brother.
Thank you, Rory.
Ashley, it's lovely as always to have you in here.
Rory, thank you. Larry, I'm going to miss you so much, bud. I wish you so much luck.
Thank you very much.
Welcome.
And a big thank you to everybody who helped donate to Larry's Get the Hell Out of Reno Tour.
Yeah. Thank you for reminding me. Everybody that donated, that was fucking great. We made it happen. Tickets are bought. Trains are bought. I'm ready to go. So I wouldn't be able to do it without you. So thank you so much.
You're welcome. Is it really nice that they were paying you to leave?
Yeah. Well, it's so funny. My ex is like, oh, I'm driving you to the airport. I'm like, oh, that's so nice. You just want to reach out and we're going to do this and blah, blah, blah. She's like, no, I just want to make sure you're on the plane. I thought that was pretty funny, man. Yeah.
It's sweet. It's sweet.
It's sweet. Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, there's a lot of stuff going on this weekend. I know, let's see, on Saturday night, we've got a salon open house over at Caliber Salon, and also a Yelp Wanted party for anybody interested who's an active Yelper in Reno. Come on down. We've got a little something to recognize you with. It's going to be a good party put on by Caliber Hair Salon and Waking Girl Web Design.
But I'm sure it's not very good.
Yeah, thank you. Also, Snowshoe Thompson's going to be doing a spaghetti dinner to help benefit the Solace Tree at
it's a kind of triangle, right?
Gapes me, find it on the internet.
what would you exactly look for on Great the internet plug. To find that out?
It's been posted around. There's an event okay. for it. It's
Snowshoe
Thompson
spaghetti feed.
Spaghetti Solace dinner tree. Benefit for Solstice Tree or Solace Tree.
Solstice? Whatever.
Tree. Solace Tree. Damn it. Bye. Solace Tree doesn't Sounds doing hot. A lot of great work in
Snowshoe
town
Thompson
with,
makes,
with
makes really good spaghetti
children
also.
And their families.
Yes. Absolutely. Great cause. Great
totally.
Spaghetti. Probably
and
the
best. And they help local people. Yeah. And it's very
Can I give one
grassroots.
Shout out too?
No.
Give two if
no.
you'd like.
Okay. You've already I given won't. Like 12.
I know.
Dude. You've
I know.
Used them all up. I gave you those little red tokens.
I know. Yeah. Is that what they're for? I thought it was for Drinks. Time with Rick after this.
That too. You can either save them up. It's like a Chuck E. Cheese. You can buy a bunch of the shitty little erasers or save them all up to get the one frisbee. Rick's the frisbee.
Okay.
It glows in the dark.
Yeah, yeah. No, I just wanted to give a shout out to Bikers Against Child Abuse. I think Baca, that act is amazing, and what those guys do are great. And anyone that can get a part of that, please do, because it's the abuse is running rampant, and it's finally time we grab a hold of it and get on top of that.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
So this coming
Santa Crawl.
Yeah, Santa Crawl this weekend, also Buttcracker, also Potentialist, random Christmas theater in a box. There's tons of shit going on in
town. So Santa Crawl is Saturday?
What's that Good Saturday. Luck Macbeth right now?
The fifth
Dream?
Wind.
Or Fifth Wind.
It's phenomenal.
The Fifth
Original
Wind.
Work. Go see it. It's so good.
There's Evan. So much cool shit happening in your town right now, people. Seriously.
Evan and Aversion Therapy are playing a show at the 3rd Street Bar
oh, that's
at the
right.
Santa Crawl.
That's right.
And it is the CD release show for the CD that we just finished that is amazing.
From Dogwater
like
Studios?
Yes.
Okay, I just
yes.
have to throw that in there.
Banner.
It's so Dinner. Good. But yeah, Dinner. Go check it out. Yeah. They're fucking rad, and they support us. Hello.
So this weekend is just like any other people.
And they pay
And no more blizzards.
Which is nice.
Right.
Well, you don't have time for that.
It's going to be
I'm
cold.
I'm not going to deal with that.
But it won't be as cold as it was today.
Hopefully. Sexual.
Get out.
Sexually.
Do something. You know why it's warm? It's from ancient Indian piss.
Because there was a tingle in the jingle about an hour
jingle.
Ago. And it
hey, how are you? Hey, how are okay. you? Namaste, ladies and gentlemen. I am the Reverend Rory Dowd for Nick Ramirez, Chewbacca, Dogwater Dick, and all of our guests this week. Good night, ladies. Life is short, and I love you.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Who fucked that one up? Ha!
Dogwater Studios.
Anything wrong with that take, Your Majesty?